such word I words used by one of the wise men of Tibet. This not only applies to the fate of individuals, but also to the destiny of humanity. The signs of the times herald a new age. It is close at hand. Will it be better? Will it be even more dreadful than the present one? The precipice is within inches of the summit. Every one of us contributes in a certain measure to the course events will take. Let us be conscious of our responsibility. The wise men of Tibet watch events, but as they say themselves, they are mere signposts. They do not interfere with people's free will, for man is essentially free to choose his way to radiant light or utter darkness. That is where his glory lies. The more we learn spiritually, the greater our responsibility. There is a spark of selfless love embedded in the innermost recess of our hearts. It keeps us in harmony with our soul, our true self. If this soul guides us, love without any thought of a spiritual reward is the guiding principle of our lives, and every increase in knowledge and power is automatically balanced by a corresponding increase in our sense of responsibility and humility. This is the supreme lesson I learned while studying the spiritual life of Tibet. The end. About this author. Theodore Alien. From Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Theodore Alien or Theodore Alien, 1898 in Canada, September 4, 1984 in Hallein in the state of Salzburg, is a writer of travel books who claimed to have visited Tibet in the 1930s and discovered an underground city there. He published his Tibetan adventures under that name but later resorted to the pseudonyms Theodore Barang or Theodore Barang and more rarely Theodore Nolling to write various books and articles on Tibetan medicine. His life and work. According to Professor Herbert Novak, a longtime friend of Theodore Alien, the latter was born in Canada in a wealthy family descended from a branch of the British royalty, the Plantagenets. He is supposed to have left home at a very young age. In the 1930s, Theodore Alien published two travelogues, Ratzelhaft's Tibet, 1936, and its English translation in Secret Tibet, 1937. Darkness Over Tibet, 1938, published directly in English, in which he claimed to have been able to stay in Tibet from 1934 till 1936 thanks to a disguise and his knowledge of Tibetan. In the first book, he recounts his first meetings and in the second book his alleged discovery of an underground city which sheltered a community of highly initiated beings governed by a sorcerer and indulging in black magic and cannibalism. The Houghton Archive at Getty Images contains photos of the writer, taken in London in April 1934, before his planned departure for Tibet. The first one shows Alien, dubbed an explorer and philosopher, flanked by his two companions on the eve of his departure. In the second one, taken on the same day, he is shown wearing the headgear that he believes will afford the best protection during his expedition, a napkin. The third one, taken on April 14, 1934, shows Alien, paddling a tiny rubber dinghy that he will take on his expedition. After World War II, the author wrote various articles and books on Tibetan medicine under the pseudonym of Theodore Barang or Theodore Nolling, notably, Theodore Barang, Tibetis Heilkund, 1957, to be later translated into English and published under the title The Tibetan Art of Healing in 1974, Theodore Barang, Die Kunst des Heilens im Fernen Osten, Heilverfahren und Heilmittel, 1975. The first book was criticized for containing vague and superficial assertions that were not supported by genuine references or quotations. Similar criticism was leveled at the second book for containing unverifiable claims. According to Herbert Novak, Alien was a member of the Club of Rome in the 1980s and 1990s. He was in touch with Italian Tibetologist Giuseppe Tassi. Alien was an astute, friendly, helpful, and quite humorous character. He never married and was survived by no offspring. He is buried in the village of Kutchi, 20 kilometers, 12 miles, south of Salzburg. The local newspaper Salzburger Nachrichten published his obituary. Reviews. Laura Knight-Jadzik, author of The Secret History of the World, observes that Alien's first two books were published during the period when Alexandra David Neal, back in France from Tibet, wrote and lectured widely, that is from 1925 till 1937. She suggests that under the pseudonym of Alien may lie someone who studied the stories of the famous explorer. The same author finds the story of darkness over Tibet somewhat artificial, despite the presence of some elements that strike her as being factual rather than made up. In his book Lost Cities of China, Central Asia, and India, 1998, David Hatcher-Childress raises the possibility that Darkness Over Tibet is an alarmist novel under the guise of a travelogue. Physician and bibliographer Jurgen C. Yaskoff highly doubts that Theodore Alien never went to Tibet or even approached the borders of Tibet. His books are, in his eyes, truly science fiction, a figment of the imagination. He finds it incredible that Alien's publications should still be read and cited in so many scientific articles and books on Tibetan medicine, although the author never mentioned a single line of published reference or renowned Tibetan doctor in support of his more than vague assertions. Also written Darkness Over Tibet, 1937.